there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
The mistletoe. That's what I'm laughing at.
Are we starting this? I've already hit record. Just
no one's here yet, man.
Yeah, but you know, it's like mommy and daddy wrapping the presents before, you know, everyone.
Oh shit.
Yeah, see? Should we introduce ourselves and just let everyone start coming in as they want?
Yeah, well, fuck.
Oh.
Welcome to this is a special little episode here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
This is a special episode of the Secret Levels podcast here. You got Daddy Claus here, Goobs.
You got
Santa Daddy.
You got Frosty the Tobe Man. I'm Toby. All right, who just entered? You got to introduce yourself because we've already started recording and we're going on with this Christmas special. Introduce yourself.
Starry Knights of Zodiac. Crystal Clean from the Retro Hang Podcast.
Ooh, what is up? I can't ever say your name, and I finally pronounced it right on recent episodes.
Yes, you did.
It's Chris Copeland. No, Chris Copeland. No, it's Chris Copeland.
I thought it was Chris Copeland. Like, I'm going to complain.
Complain.
I haven't heard that before.
Okay, so, Goobs, what are we doing here right now?
Oh, fuck, we're doing a special episode of the show right now. We're going to release it for everyone. We're just going to do some Christmas memories with our Discord friends. I want to jump in. We have one here already who's also a Patreon, so thank you very much.
And also,
buddy Chris.
Also
to be here.
A podcaster, as he mentioned. Hey, tell us about your cast pod.
Yeah, fucking Stuff for Stockings.
Yeah, I get really drunk and I talk shit about a video game.
Man, that
every
sounds, that
couple
sounds,
weeks.
That sounds familiar.
Sounds very familiar.
I know. And I do it with my partner in crime, Shane, and it's a bi-weekly podcast, and we hope you check us out. So it's about retro video games, much like what you do.
Yeah,
it's very, I don't think we have mastered the dick jokes as well, or rubbing blue things, but we'll make our way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Shh. We've got more people slowly trickling in.
Yeah, coming down the chimney next is our friend, Mr. Tall Hands himself. Please introduce yourself, our friend.
Hello, greetings. It is me, Riku.
Welcome to the Christmas campfire here. We're sitting outside in a nice pasture full of Christmas trees, a little bit of snow. The trees are decorated. We're sitting on festive logs. We have woolly blankets.
Setting up for a Christmas cast?
Oh, we're definitely having the CC here, the Christmas cast.
I can make some more logs for you, Goobs. So.
Oh, that's why our next guest is here as well, the log maker himself.
That's me, it's Berg, a.k.a. Dickles the Clown. And actually, I kind of, as I was getting ready, it was weird. I looked for like 2 seconds ago, and I was like, oh, Goobs is on to record for this nice Christmas classic. And then I went to go to the bathroom real quick, and then there was like 50 people on. And I don't know where I'm going with the story, but yes, I'm here.
You can always step out or go to the bathroom, or you can join us and go to the bathroom, whatever.
Or you can take us with you when you go to the bathroom.
I considered. I was like, you know what? I want you all to join me, but then, you know, I decided against it.
You had too much brand for dinner.
I did have a lot of I had these Indian spiced chickpeas for dinner. So lots of fiber. So I might get musical here shortly.
Nice. Can you do a Christmas carol in F minor?
Can you play my favorite Christmas song with your butt?
All right, Goobs, you're the captain of this. You're steering this ship.
Well, this captain just went outside, had a little bit of Christmas myrrh, if you know what I mean. So it's going to go places.
You had some mistletoe?
Oh, fuck yeah. I just want to see the genie underneath the mistletoe. I'll just go with that line again, because that's my favorite thing right now. The best Christmas song in the world. Okay, so what we're all gathered here in this wonderful pasture right now, we're not here for the baby Jesus God. We're here to talk about Christmas.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. Christmas.
Someone. Yeah, Christmas.
Christmas.
That sounds like a weapon.
I have equipped the Christmas.
Oh God! Watch out!
Boom!
It's a heavy weapon. So yeah, we're just gonna share stories of Christmas memories here. It could be video gaming related, or it could be about your favorite action figure you got, or just your favorite Christmas memory in general. Let's get festive as fuck up in this bitch.
You know, I want to go first because
I was just going to shoot it right to you, but you cut me off, so
oh, well,
fuck you, Toby.
I want to get the ball rolling because I have a funny story because spying on, and I think I've told this before, but it's still great to talk about every Christmas.
Exactly.
Santa?
Glory holes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're like trying to watch his parents get it on.
Ooh,
that's Santa
no,
Claus.
No. What, Santa Claus is like it's a threesome?
Yeah, Santa's a cuck.
He's like, you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, you're going on the naughty list for sure now.
Well, the good naughty list, though.
Bad boy.
He just plays with the sack. Second
presents. I'm talking about Krampus.
Oh.
Okay, Toby, share your wonderful story with us while we're sitting around this Christmas campfire.
It had to have been like 1998, 97, somewhere in there. I had to have been probably 10, 11, somewhere in there. I wanted every freaking WWF wrestling action figure. And I gave my mom a huge list of all these wrestlers, these wrestling men, as Riku would say.
What things are we talking about here?
Oh, probably. I should know these.
Talking Bone Crunchers.
Bone Crunchers. Bone Crunchers. Okay. I wanted Stone Cold Steve Austin. Everyone in that era.
Bone Crunchers. If you guys don't know, their bones would actually break in their joints.
Yeah.
You probably had some of these wrestlers growing up.
Wrestlemen.
I did not.
No. Oh. Well, fine. Anyways, so I gave my mom this big list, and I found the list on the side of the recliner. She had this little table with, like, a news holder thing, like a newspaper holder thing, and I found the list, and it was on yellow legal paper, and I was seeing where she was scratching out all the names of all the wrestlers. So, like, every, like, couple of days, I would go check it to see which figure she was marking off. And I was just like so fucking excited because I remember when she marked off like Mankind. I was like, "Fuck yes, I got Mankind!" And you know, it was good times. Good times.
Like who hasn't snuck the peek back in the day? Like if you knew where the stash was, or like you found that random list.
Yeah, it was.
Never did.
It was great.
My parents sucked at hiding it. I always knew where they hid it. It was great. I always just love to be surprised on Christmas Day.
You know, I've heard of like people like rewrapping presents and stuff. Did anyone in here do that? Like really get
re-gift?
Well, no. Like
no, not re-gifting.
Unwrap like, it. Look at what they got, and then wrap it back.
Like it's under the tree already.
I'm a terrible gift wrapper. If I had tried it, it would have immediately been like, well, someone tore into it. And then like, it wasn't me. It's your present.
You're like, it's the cat.
The game is sitting in your Super Nintendo right now. No, it's not.
How'd that get there? There's That's a ghost. Earthbound. There's a ghost in the house.
Ooh, spooky ghost.
Anyone else?
That's another level. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that's a level of nothing. That's another level of depravity. It's like, oh, I found the wrapped presents. Let me open those. Like, you got to find them before they wrap them. You got to have a game plan. You got to have a better attack. Get in front of it.
Yeah, I think you failed at trying to be sneaky if you're just like, ah, fuck it, I'll just wait and then I'll unwrap it. But I've heard so many people tell me stories of like, yeah, especially like those little gift box where you just put tape on the side and they just cut those open, take a peek, and then put tape back over it. Like, fucking lazy. You gotta search. You gotta know the hiding spots.
Terror.
I wish Jenny was here. She's the worst at finding presents. Or no, she's the best at finding presents. So I mean,
She's
the worst at hiding them.
No, like she told me her parents all the time. She's like, she would ruin surprises for herself every year. She would just go hunt them down when her parents were gone every fucking year, and not care and just act surprised.
Oh my gosh,
the best presents are found in under 30 seconds.
Because, you know, they're too big to actually hide in a good spot, right?
Depends on how easy it is to hide things. Depends on the spot to hide them.
Gotcha. Now, does anyone else have, like, you know, fun stories? Like, something that you got that, like, you know, or just, am I the only fucking rat in here that's like, all right, I'm going to fucking sneak in and see what all the wrestler men I'm getting?
No, I was never a big present searcher. I knew people that but I just never wanted to. I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true edgelord.
I was terrible. Like I said earlier, my parents sucked at hiding the presents. So every Christmas, I think it was like probably when I was 12 on, my dad would keep putting the Christmas presents in the same spot in the basement. It would be right next to his office spot. He had a bed next to his computer, and there was this drawer under the bed. He'd keep putting them there, and sometimes I'd open it up, I'd look at it right in front of him because this would like stared and absorbed in his computer. I'm like, oh, okay, great. I'm getting Skies of Arcadia for Christmas. I can't wait to look surprised.
And Jenny like, tells the fuck of you saying that right now. That's the game she wants the most.
That's an expensive game too, right?
Jenny keeps on coming up. Yes, it's like almost $200.
Yeah, now it is. Oof. Well, it depends what system. It depends the condition, of course. But,
well, up here in Canada too.
Well, like $200 is like 30 here, so you know, it's probably cheaper up there.
Yeah, you know.
I never knew where my parents hid the presents. It was like just like a year or so ago. I was just sitting there, and I was asking my parents, I was like, where did you hide our Christmas presents? And like in our basement, there's like the basement at our house growing up was like half like a finished basement, and then like the other half was like the laundry room and had like furnace and stuff like that. And like behind the furnace, there were always these big like, not the transparent kind, but like just the giant Tupperware cubs that I always just assumed was like storage, and it was like that was where they hid them. Like those giant Tupperware things were basically hidden back there. To hide Christmas presents, but they always had stuff right on the side like utility stuff or like extra towels or whatever. I saw those things a billion freaking times. Never even
that's pretty smart.
Remotely thought about it. And it was last year, and then I realized that's where the presents were always in. I was like, huh. Well, now don't I feel
now I'm old enough to know. Now you're old enough to know not to check the extra towels drawer.
Exactly. But now I'm like, I'm an adult, and I'm like, oh, I need extra towels. Oh, what is this?
Extra towels. That's the present.
This is exactly what I need. I need a new towels. Thank you so much.
Well, we're at that age now where you get excited about getting towels and stuff like that, especially exactly. Nice, big, fluffy ones.
Dude. If I got like a super nice pizza cutter, I'd be like super happy.
Being a grown up versus.
You want to get one of those like. Sorry. Then you want to get one of those like big, what's that thing in Star Trek? It's not like a pizza cutter, it's more like a half circle that you just press down.
Oh, yeah. Where you kind of go. Yeah. It's almost like a seesaw kind of movie. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I got one of those.
Talking about a Klingon weapon? Like from Cable Guy?
I mean, it's not from Cable Guy more. It's more from Star Trek.
From Star Trek.
They used it in Cable Guys.
They did. Well, no, they didn't. They used... shut up. Whatever. Keep going. I'm sorry, Riku.
No, I was... Berg was talking about a pizza cutter, and I was like, just, I'm so used to Discord talking that I forgot this was a podcast.
That's good. That's what we want it to be.
No, it's great. Like, once you become... like, there's that weird, like, age when you're a teenager, though, where you don't want, like, toys anymore, but you're like, fucking socks, like, but, like, that's the hardest time period to buy someone presents is when they're a teenager, or to receive presents, because you're like...
Unless, hear me out.
Okay.
You're a video game fan.
That's true.
Which I think all of us here can say we are.
I've played one or two games.
I've heard of them.
I know of the concept of video and the concept of games.
But
you're telling me that they can be combined?
It's a Reese's and peanut butter thing, you know? Is there chocolate in my peanut butter?
My chocolate.
Yeah.
This Christmas will be 30 years since I got my NES, my very first console.
Wow.
Do you remember when you, like, opened it?
I do. I flipped out, and I got the NES, the control set, the one that comes with the Mario Duck Hunt cartridge, and then my grandma got me the Super
Ultra. Zapper?
With the Zapper. The orange one, the one that looked a little less like a gun, as opposed to, like, the gray one. And then I got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game, like the super hard one. And then it was
she hates you then.
Nice.
Exactly. It was one of those things where I was like, it's like that was thrust upon me. And I'm like, how the hell did I
Thanks,
continue
Meemaw.
Playing video games after that? But yes, 30 years officially as a gamer in a week and change.
Man. I can't.
This is my first system I remember is the Sega Master System. I got that for Christmas.
I'm sorry.
I loved it, man. Wonder Boy came with Wonder Boy and Hang On, and you could just play Safari. It had a gun too.
Oh, okay. Then your parents didn't hate you because you got the good games for the system.
Oh yeah, no, I had quite a few good games for that system. But the funny thing is, I found out in the later years that my dad would open it up before and play the game. Play the games before they had a couple months before, because they were like, I think they bought it for themselves. But then, yeah, they would play it, then I got it for Christmas, and Dad's like, good at this game already. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
practice and get good, and then he would be like, hey,
I must have been like five when I got that. Super, super young.
What game was installed on the system itself? Like, if you turned it on?
Oh, there'd be a maze game. Hang On Safari.
Oh, you had Snail Maze. Yeah. Oh, so Hang On Safari Hunt was the pre-installed?
Yes, there were three pre-installed games. You got the Snail Maze and then the other two.
Wait, oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That was the Master System? They had installed games back then?
Yeah, you just turned it on, and then you got to play games.
Damn.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
Well, Zodiac did. Or Chris did.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my Master
Depending
System
on
has Missile Defense 3D.
So I've in the last couple of years I've bought a Master System because I was
just
trying
to turn it on, bro.
Now I want to. Which Master System was it? Like mine is the one that, like, the top rolls back to put the
no. Mine was
that's
like
the Master System too.
Okay, is that one got preloaded games?
Yes, cool. It probably has Alex Kidd in Miracle World.
What? Okay, cool. Hold on, I'm looking this up. Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, well, I definitely remember the snail game and the safari where you shoot animals, and I'm pretty sure it was Hang On. Unless Hang On was an extra game that came with it, but I mean, clearly remember those three. Which is pretty awesome that a system would do that.
Badass. Yeah, it says Snail Maze, Hang On, Alex Kidd in Miracle World, and Sonic the Hedgehog. They had additional games in Brazil, like Street Fighter 2 and Dynamite Heady.
Brazil's an entirely different beast.
Right?
And not Blanca.
Yeah, mine is the two for sure. Huh.
I'm still just slack-jawed at the revelation.
Right?
Well, such an old system has free shit on it. That's before DLC, kids.
And I don't know if the guys will care, but the Master System actually has naturally out RGB.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, the I know this is our Christmas, but now I'm interested in the Master System. Now, is the first Master System the one that had the Sega card thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you had, Goobs? Was like the original, so you could play the Sega cards?
Yeah, it had that little slot you can stick in the front, I'm pretty sure.
Like the TurboGrafx kind of look?
Yes.
Yeah. The Hue cards. Hue.
Who card?
I don't know if it's the same one, but I remember those cards. I remember the slot. I always remember a nice slot.
Always greased up real nice and nice and good.
Listeners, this is what it's like to be on the Secret Levels Discord on Smash Friday nights when we're talking about random topics, and then the subject gets changed randomly to something else.
That's okay, because we're all just playing Smash in the background, whereas now we're, like, recording something for the masses.
Yes.
Okay, back to Christmas presents. Riku, do you have a video game? Like, we can do a couple memories each, like, just no... If you want to talk about your favorite thing that you got or favorite video game, you can do a couple of them. We'll come back and forth.
I think, okay, I got one of my favorite games for Christmas one year. I remember it came out. I remember when it came out, I was kind of bummed because I was like, oh man, wait, when did it come out? Live fact checking, sorry. It's out.
This is a great podcast, Riku.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. I'm an amazing podcaster.
Undertale. You're supposed to do your research beforehand.
Yeah, well, shut up.
I got a question for you. Shut up.
Yeah, no. So I got one of my favorite games, but here's the problem. It came out in February of that year. So I was surprised at the end of the year when I got Devil May Cry 3. And I was very excited because as a big Devil May Cry 1 fan, I was like, oh hey, they made a third one and it's actually great. Love that game.
But you had to wait all year to play.
I had to wait a whole year, and my local Blockbuster, yes, I'm referencing a Blockbuster, never got it in for rent.
Oh.
So I had to wait. Because I didn't think to ask for it for my birthday. It was so far away.
Nor because you have a paper route. You get all the addresses wrong.
Yeah. For those listening, I'm blind. I can't tell.
I was waiting for someone to explain that.
There's some Darren Hill stuff going on.
He just can sense the houses. He's like, that's 232 right there. Throw a newspaper.
Right through the window.
You can hear pudding.
Someone's having chocolate pudding.
So, what's next? Zodiac or Chris? I can't figure out which I have to call you. What's one of your favorite Christmas
Retro Hangover.
Yeah, just call me Retro Hangover because no one can get my fucking name right anyway.
Hey, I tried and you talked over.
That was good. Okay, it's just, you can call me Zodiac or Chris. I don't care. Just whatever suits your fancy. Just Chris, don't mispronounce my last name, Toby.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go the same route that Dickles went here, and I'm just gonna while we're talking about names, I'm just gonna call you Dickles unless you want to be called.
Sounds good.
Or, okay, Dickles.
Yeah, I don't care.
Sweet.
Dickles the clown.
Dickles the clown. And so I'm stalling here, but I think my first Christmas memory, I'm going to go with getting my NES. I'm just going to go with Dickles and say I got my NES. I don't know if it was 1989 or 1990. I'm going to stick with 1989 because my brother was born in April of 1990, and I do not remember having a brother at that time. I had a sister, but I did not have a brother. The weird thing is I got my NES control deck, much like Dickles did with the gun in the Mario Duck Hunt, the orange gun. And I also got Double Dragon 2. But everything I've seen about information about Double Dragon 2 is that it wasn't released in the United States until January of 1990. So how I had that in December of 1989, I don't know. But I do know I didn't have a little brother yet. So, huh?
Time Travelers.
Yeah, it was probably the Mandela Effect, where I did have a little brother, I just didn't like him.
I was going to say, I do
really denied his potential
slippage.
Might might be. But the reason I remember it so much is because I remember looking at the Double Dragon box and looking at the NES, and I looked at my dad. It's like, oh, you got me a VCR, and I can't wait to watch this movie. Because NES games to a 4 or 5 year old look like a new VHS tape. And if you don't know what that is, I'm sorry for you. But that's what I thought. I can't wait to watch this tape, Dad.
Son, that's not a tape.
Put it in.
That's the new Nintendo Entertainment System.
I just spent $199 on this shit. Adjusted for inflation in 2020, I guarantee you that's going to be about $450.
No joke. Man. So, the real answer to the brother and the game being out and brother not being there is your brother's adopted, right?
Or your brother is a Nintendo.
My brother's a Nintendo. My brother is Double Dragon 2.
You beat the game, and that's he came out.
Yeah, Bimmy. Bimmy comes and fights. Is your brother's name Bimmy?
When a father and a son beat a video game together, a child comes out and becomes your brother.
That's fucked. So I just gave three kids birth the last 3 days.
That raises a lot of questions, but it also answers a few. So.
There we are.
Yeah, I'm never beating a game with my kid again. We don't live
when
in
you
Arkansas,
say beating,
okay?
Make sure it's not.
When you say beating
just
a game,
make sure it's not Double Dragon 2.
I imagine it's actually like you're beating it. It's like the scene in Office Space with the burner. And Sam are just there with baseball bats. And it's like you see a copy of Double Dragon 2 on the ground and you're counting it.
Did you have to use the
pounding,
word
you're pounding it.
I picked my words carefully. I know this.
That was intentional.
Someone's slapping the steak around.
That's what I hear.
What?
What about Christmas movies, guys? What's your Christmas movie? Your go-to Christmas movie?
I am a fan of the first two Home Alones.
Okay, good movies. Yeah.
And I like watching them on around Thanksgiving. There's something about being really full from eating Thanksgiving turkey, and like them watching Kevin McAllister beat the shit out of two grown men. It just, I love it.
That's you're
your
high
finish.
On them turkey drug.
It's true. Yes, I did have the turkey drug, and yeah, it's fun. It rings in the Christmas season.
Yeah, I gotcha. So that's how you get like you're like okay, I'm full fat and fuck Thanksgiving now. We're moving on to the next holiday. Let's kick it off right.
Yeah.
Bring on Kevin.
With violence. Lots and lots of child-adult violence.
I mean, I am American. I mean, it's got to be as violent as possible.
Violence was Thanksgiving, Toby.
That's true. That's very true. It makes sense when you think about it.
Well, yeah, and it gets ready for Black Friday, where everyone just turns into violent criminals and just runs everyone over. It's just a violent couple days, man.
Yeah, I mean, and then you got football on Thanksgiving, so like, yeah, it's just violence everywhere for for Berg.
Violence, ultra violence,
bone crunching.
Chris, what?
Take can to the head.
Chris, what do you got for a Christmas movie that you got to watch?
Bad Santa.
Ooh, so good. So good.
Such a good movie. I'm not Sandler,
though.
Why not? But I gotta say this, like, I'm not a big Christmas movie watcher. I mean, I'm not very religious in general. I haven't been for a very, very long time.
Oh, but you're still fun.
We still celebrate Christmas. The kids love presents. Who doesn't? But, right. You know, when it comes to Christmas movies... Yeah, I mean, if you got to watch a Christmas movie, that's not called Die Hard. Because I to be honest with you, I haven't watched all of Die Hard. But I know this is
gonna punch you.
It's so good.
I know he probably will. I'm not saying it's not good. I just haven't watched it. Get off my back, man. Be fine. One of these days, I'll sit down and pay attention to it.
Fine.
But yeah, if you're gonna watch one movie for the Christmas season to get yourself in the mood. It's got to be the redemption story of Bad Santa. It's got to be.
Yeah. The that movie has so many good lines in it, but my favorite that makes me fucking die laughing every time is he's like, what, are you fucking dropped on your head, kid? And he goes, on my head? How could I be dropped on my head? Fucking love it. It's so fucking dumb. It's good. It's so good. On my head? How could I be dropped on my head? Oh, man. Riku, you gotta... Well, are you about to say Die Hard?
Yeah, I'm about to say Die Hard.
Okay, go ahead and say Die Hard.
Die Hard. It's my favorite Christmas movie.
It would have been awesome if you would have changed it. Why didn't you change it for the joke?
God! McClane has to save Nakatomi Tower. Nakatomi Tower.
Come on, Toby.
From... no, he has to save it from evil Alan Guinness. I can't think of his name in the movie, but yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber, thank you. See, you know the characters, just finish the movie.
Of course I know the characters, because you people like you won't shut up about it.
You people!
But, okay, here's my reasoning why it is a Christmas movie. Christmas, the fact that it's Christmas is integral to the plot.
Yes. They wouldn't be there if it wasn't for Christmas.
Yes. That is the
entire... anyone arguing?
No, but I had to say it because whenever you say Die Hard's a Christmas movie, people come out of the woodwork and say, no, it's not. And I was expecting someone to jump into Discord.
No, we're going to have new people. Yeah, no, we're going to have new people join the Discord.
I feel like it's the other way around. I feel like it's when you say it's not a Christmas movie that all the people come out of the woodwork.
Yes, it's us I'd people. That.
I was going to say, I feel like it's more so they either don't care if it's a Christmas movie or they violently defend it to the death. I don't feel like I've met anyone who buy. I know, okay, I've met like one or two or seen a couple of people who were like, no, it's not a Christmas movie, blah, 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 blah. But usually, like, it's like, I don't care, sure, if you want to consider it, or it's a Christmas movie, I'll fucking kill you if he's otherwise. So. That freaking.
It's just I'm always prepared. I'm always in a defensive crouch in this conversation because I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for him to show up.
Praying mantis just waiting to strike.
Well, Riku, I have one question. Is Batman Returns a Christmas movie?
I haven't seen Batman Returns in quite a while.
It starts off with a big Christmas festival.
It does.
But is the fact that it's Christmas integral to the plot?
Yes, as a fucking penguin.
Yeah.
You know in that movie, the penguin was 34 years old?
Wait, Danny DeVito or the penguin? Way.
The penguin. Danny DeVito was already 50 or 60. But yeah, no, the penguin was supposed to be 34 in that movie, which is weird that I'm 2 years older than the penguin.
No. Danny DeVito couldn't have been 50 or 60 back then. They'd make him 90 now.
Wait, he's not 90?
He's pretty old right now. He's pretty old right now.
I'm not saying he's not old, but he's not 90.
Danny DeVito was born in 1944, so he would have been in his upper 50s when that was shot.
You really blew a shot right there, Berg, at not doing how old is Danny DeVito?
Hey, I didn't want to blow out poor Goobs' eardrums or anyone else.
He was 48. 48.
Danny DeVito is not 48.
No, in that movie.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ.
No. The character of the penguin in that movie was 34. And I'm just like, I look at him and how he was all stringy and gross and everything like that. And I'm like, how is he 34? Like, that's weird.
Then you look at Zinger and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
It wouldn't be a sequel of that episode. Zing! So much shit on Zinger.
I mean,
This is a Hanukkah episode. Come on, guys.
Aww. You might have to cut that out.
Only after 8 days will they cut it out.
8 crazy nights.
Old Stanley.
It's a Hanukkah joke.
Oh, okay, Goobs.
I'm gonna apologize on Twitter.
canceled Christmas movie there, Goobs Reno?
Well, Christmas Story. I gotta go with that. Like. Between that and Christmas Vacation.
Ooh. Like,
yeah.
Well, to me, those are tied. Like, I'll watch both of those back to back, and I don't give a fuck. I'll watch as many times as I can.
Ooh, yeah.
Because the Christmas Vacation is fucking hilarious. There's so, like, just a man, like, breaking down like he's the happiest, like go luckiest dude, and he gets broken down so hard. And that happens to any blue collar worker or any man in general. Like, just you can just get crunched by the Christmas spirit and then like get built back up again. Like everything's great. And both of those movies are kind of the same to me. Just a man just getting destroyed with his Christmas bonus. They want something great. And I feel I like mean, that this year, because I got cookie mix for Christmas bonus, so there we fucking go. That's my Christmas lamp.
Oh, man.
So it all ties together. I'm just in the same spirit as the other two gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, my Christmas bonus is a ham.
Well, at least you got something to eat. Well,
yeah.
I got something to eat, too, but, like, ham is better than cookies.
Oh, yeah, ham kicks cookies ass.
Wait a minute. What kind of cookies are we talking?
No, you have to make them yourself. I got cookie mix.
Oh, fucking A.
Can I just, like, form to get it eventually?
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm just bringing this down. Let's bring it back up. You can just cut that whole fucking thing out if you want.
It's staying. I'm going to tell you my favorite Christmas movies. I'm going to say two. I like The Grinch, the Jim Carrey version. We used to watch it so much with my youngest sister. It was just something that was just... Not even during Christmas, it was fucking playing. So me and all my brothers and sisters know every damn word to that movie pretty much. And so it's just kind of a have to watch every year. And then I'm going to argue another Christmas movie because it's very much Christmas. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's Christmas.
Yeah. It's a Christmas and a Halloween movie. When people say which one is it, it's both.
Yeah. It's two in one.
It works in both.
Why
not both?
I even argue it's more of a Christmas movie.
What was that?
I'd say it's more than of a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie.
I think so, because Halloween is ending when they like, all right, it's over, right at the beginning of the movie, and then it's like, all right, it's Christmas.
Let's take over Christmas.
Yeah, so it is. In my eyes, it's more of a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie.
It's like, let's have more Halloween. And just take over everything.
That's okay with me. I'm fine with that.
I'm okay with it, dude. I got that shit all over my house. But, like, why is it they took over other holidays, like the Nightmare Before Thanksgiving?
That's the sequel. It's
like a dead turkey.
The Nightmare Before Flag Day.
Wouldn't the Nightmare Before Thanksgiving in Canada just be the same day? Like, you guys have it on a weird day.
No, you guys have it on a weird day, but anyways.
Yeah, you also have Boxing Day where you...
Yeah, where we dress up and fight our in-laws. We have the traditional ring that we normally unveil after Christmas. We set up the ring in the backyard, and then the in-laws come over, and then we fucking have the Boxing Day.
Yeah, you save all that.
Winner gets to pick the present from the day before, the best one. So you better come prepared for Boxing Day in Canada, or else you're not going to have your best present that you got.
I got to still send you your Boxing Day gift, Goobs.
Yeah, I hate how you're saying you're going to send me a Boxing Day present, you dick.
Boxing Day is their Black Friday. But I thought they had like a weird like holiday or something where they gave gifts and it was called Boxing Day.
Yeah, he actually legit did. He thought like Boxing Day was like a holiday where we get presents.
I don't know. You got fucking like cartoons on your fucking money and Looney Tunes and I don't know.
At least you can tell our fucking money apart. Your money's bland as shit, bro.
Go.
I'm going to get you a kangaroo for Boxing Day.
Oh, so again, I fight you, then open up my presents, a kangaroo that beats the shit out of me.
And it's wearing a secret level shirt barely covering its genitals up.
Oh, do I get fat shags for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the best present of all.
A fat shagaroo?
At least I know he'll go down under.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, I've got one real question, guys. This is the real one that everyone's been waiting for. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever received in your life?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, absolutely.
Bible.
A what?
I wasn't ready for that. The Bible. That's
it. Broke up. I didn't hear what it was.
A Bible.
Yeah, it broke. Oh boy.
I mean,
like, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, even if you are religious, like, I mean, I guess some people would be excited about a new Bible, but it's like, well, I've already got one. And, like, I mean, I'm not religious, but that's how I think. Like, I don't need, like, I don't know. It just, that seems interesting to me. What else? What else is
it's not in, it's not interesting. It's not interesting. It sucks. It's not interesting at all.
I remember.
Here's a Bible. I get them in church. If I went, you know, like I don't need one.
I just steal one from church. Like, come on.
Man, stealing a Bible from the church, that's you're going to hell.
I mean, they don't mind. They're spreading God's words anyway. It's not like you're getting taxed for it.
Hey, you know what? I got an extreme teen Bible when I was a kid for Christmas one year, and
that party on the cover.
Yes, yes, it does.
It came with a Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 demo disc,
and the Papa Roach edited version of whatever.
My brothers.
Whatever. I lost.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my New Testament.
Oh, God. This is never going to be released.
Pretty much.
You just made both of those things worse for each other.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, other worse presents besides a Bible.
I can't, I mean, I'm trying to think of it. I mean, I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, there's usual stuff like cave life, getting underwear and stuff, where you're like, ah, I want underwear. But oh, yeah, I'm trying to think.
Okay, I got one.
I thought of one.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a do-it-yourself home science kit.
Yeah.
As a child.
Wait, is this gonna lead to your like backstory of how you're blind?
No.
Oh, damn it.
But that's the thing, and I never wanted to do anything with it because I'm visually impaired.
You don't want to fuck around with measuring
it's
out
the
like
visual science kid. Put those eyes to use.
It just never interested me because I'm like, what's it gonna do? Nothing probably.
I mean, I'm not gonna be able
or
to
I'll
see
fuck it.
It
up. Yeah, or I'll fuck it up and it won't do it.
Or you just like, oh, this sounds awesome. What's happening right here? Blow the fucking
my
house
eyes.
Up. My eyes.
That's what I thought.
My vision's back.
Oh, man. My mom, every stinking year, gets me like the gift box set of Axe bullshit. Like, you know, the one that comes with like deodorant, it comes with the spray, it comes with the body wash and the shampoos and
oh, so you smell like a teenager who's trying to hide the fact he's smoking weed.
Yes. And I'm like, what? Like, oh, man, I haven't used like that Axe. I'm 31 right now. I haven't used that Axe body spray since I was like 15. You know, like back when it first came out and everyone thought it was hot shit. And, like, I don't know how to tell people, like, I'm not going to use this. I'm going to throw it away. And every fucking year. And then every fucking year, someone also makes the joke, guess they're trying to tell you something.
Do you have like a whole like cabinet in your house just full of Axe deodorant?
No, I throw that shit away.
I was going to ask if after she gave you that present, you went outside and found your Pontiac GTO with directions to the local high school.
But you know what? Hey, on a serious note, Axe, if you want to sponsor us, I love your products. I'll use that spray all the time.
Yeah, we smell like weed so much.
Oh, yeah. No, every fucking year, I swear. And then, like I said, everyone says that joke.
Thrower, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I need to keep the next one and just make fucking flamethrowers and...
Yeah, just use a lighter and fucking, we don't condone this at all. If you do this on your own, we're not responsible for it.
But yeah, this podcast is not liable for the stupid shit that you do.
Thank you. That's our lawyer, our blind lawyer. You're fucking
daredevil.
Matt Murdock?
Oh, Riku, I need to buy you a shirt that says, I'm not Daredevil.
I'm just blind.
Oh, I'd wear that.
Soon to be on the Secret Level store.
We can't.
Okay, I thought of a bad present, and it's not so much the present was bad, it was what happened to it.
Uh-oh.
So this is the same Christmas. It was 1990. It was the same Christmas I got the NES. I got the... So there was the Ninja Turtles vehicle that was like it was like a tank and it shot pieces out of it.
Yeah,
pieces for.
Yeah, I got that.
Nice, yes.
It was like the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing ever. I was so excited to get it. And like 2 days after Christmas, a friend of mine came to spend the night. He was like, "Gotta come over. He's gonna spend the night." And when his mom brought him over, his little brother came, and they were like, my mom and his mom were
talking. You didn't kill him with a pizza thrower, did you?
No, but I wanted to because we're playing with it, and this kid was a wild child, and we were playing with the Ninja Turtles and everything like that, doing it, and like I turned away for like 2 seconds, and he picked it up and just like dropped it on the floor, and it broke, never worked again, and it was never able to launch another pizza pie.
That was like a gut punch to me, man. Hearing that,
it was a very, very.
I got that on my shelf right now.
Yeah.
After that, I would have made him play Ninja Turtles for the NES as a punishment.
I would have
whipped out my fucking bow staff and
beaten the fuck to death with it.
It only shot a few pieces. It died too young.
Aww. It's a shame.
Terrible. That's such a fun toy.
Yeah, it was cool. I remember shooting. I remember because I got a couple of awesome turtle figures that year for Christmas too, and I remember like setting the bad guy ones up and like shooting them and like kind of doing like a shooting gallery with it. And it was a ton of fun.
Let alone you got to take all the time, put all the stickers on the pizza, all the decals, and then on the vehicle itself.
All the decals.
This motherfucker just
the decals. I was about to say that. Decals.
Whatever.
You put the decals, the clown on. He'll shoot his pizza everywhere.
Put the decals on, man.
It's not a hard word. It's decal.
It's a background story of Dickles the clown becoming John Wayne Gacy. Cal.
Yeah.
John Wayne Gacy. John Wayne Gacy, why did you kill all those children? I'm Dickles the clown, and they broke my pizza shooter.
Oh, well. You are free to go, my friend. Case dismissed.
Cowabunga.
Good grief.
I just would love to see the judge banging the gavel and saying cowabunga.
He's doing like the thumb and pinky, like shaking his hand back up like the hang on.
They're jumping like in Turtles in Time, like back arch.
Thanks, Dan.
Big Apple, 3 a.m.
You know, this is the year. This is the year that Neon Knight Riders takes place. I don't have my jet board. All I have is having to stay home because of coronavirus.
Wait, what is Neon Knight Riders?
But from Turtles in Time, the level where you're like on the jet boards in the distant future of 2020.
Yes.
That means like 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, only one game, 1 year from that game will be in the future.
Wow.
And also pay attention in Neon Knight Riders, every single person the Turtles encounter is wearing a mask.
Oh.
Yeah, they are. So wear your fucking mask.
This is
a PSA.
Does Santa wear a mask?
Absolutely.
He doesn't have to. He has a beard.
I have a beard.
That's not the way that works, Scoops. Once again, Secret Levels Podcast does not endorse trying anything. Also, wear your mask because that's what it fucking uses works for. Not
bang,
beard.
Bang, bang, cowabunga!
Santa Claus just puts your girlfriend's panties on his face and then drives around.
Santa also has a bunch of reindeer farting in his face all night.
Whoa, I've never thought about that. Like, they are shitting and stuff, and he's in the air, and it's just like, oh, if they piss!
High octane.
If they piss while they're running, or they're flying, like, where is that going? Santa's mouth.
It's fate.
Yeah, well, you think about it, because, okay, kids leave Santa cookies and stuff, but they always leave the reindeer carrots. And that's full of fiber and everything like that, so... Santa's got a bunch of orange shit just flying in his face.
Santa's night must suck. That's why he's like, fuck it, I'm just going to pig out on all these cookies and milk that millions of kids
need. I know some people that leave Santa beers or joints and stuff like that, so...
or maybe...
It measures out.
Maybe, hear me out. Maybe Santa likes that.
I'm leaving... I'm leaving Santa a big 12-inch dildo.
maybe the morning of December 25th, you should eat the yellow snow because it could be magical reindeer piss and give you powers.
Right? Right? Damn, I think we cracked the code.
Well, Riku, can you put that... Vomit. Another Secret Levels is not...
Secret Levels does not endorse, or... Secret Levels does not endorse you doing stupid shit. Don't be a dumbass.
Bang, bang, bang. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga!
We need an actual audio file for the actual show of you saying that. Anytime we say something really stupid.
Yes, I think that would be hilarious.
Here's our lawyer.
Please support the official release.
Did anyone else have any bad like Christmas gifts or anything like that?
I don't think I got anything bad. That was a spoiled little shit.
That was too.
I got I had really good presents. I got a fucking Game Gear.
I had a bad birthday present, which is close to Christmas.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, I got a cake with no name on it.
Nice.
For my birthday cake.
But you still got cake.
I hate cake.
That's like cake.
I don't like cake at all. I'm more of a pie guy.
Cream pie. Yeah, you want cream pie.
I don't want a cream pie. There's enough cream pies in Krusty's fucking Super Fun House. We'll listen to that episode.
That game just gives me blue balls. Yeah.
I always had a birthday cake with the candles on it and no name, no nothing. Just here's a cake.
Dude, I would rather... So both of our birthdays are right here at the end of Christmas. So if you want to send us Christmas and birthday presents, you're more than welcome Christmas. To.
We're pretty much Jesus.
Hey, my birthday is January 3rd, so I'm also ready.
Nope. You're a new year.
I
would rather have y'all's birthdays because I hate having a January birthday because everyone is in holiday hangover mode and nobody gives a shit and it's cold and miserable outside. So
I feel the same way.
Yeah, everyone.
But it's all festive. It's still festive because I have two family members who do have plus my girlfriend. All of their birthdays are in December. So I'm always jealous. I'm like, oh, cool. Like my sister's birthday is in the week between Christmas and New Year's, and she always got a birthday off.
Oh, we know when
a birthday off. It.
Yeah.
And, right, exactly. She always got a birthday off, always had like an awesome, she'd have a party and like all her friends were off because school and every kid was off. Then my birthday, which is like January 3rd, was like the first or second day back from break. And it was always like, oh, cool. Been off for 2 weeks. Go back to school on your birthday. It sucks. I hate it. Send me presents and pie and cake.
Now, I could see your birthday being like you said, it's like everyone's fucking done with birthdays because there's so many of them. Everyone's done with the fucking holidays. And then it's like, hey, it's my birthday. And everyone's like, fucking, we already did all this. We're good.
Exactly. Yes. Sometimes it'd be like, let's go out to eat as a family for both of your birthdays, but we're going to go on your sister's birthday. And I'm like, but it's Christmas. Not my birthday. And then it'd be my birthday. And it's like, what are we going to do? It's like, well, we'll make something nice for dinner, but, you know, it's... We already went out for your birthday. Like, no, we went out for my sister's birthday. So,
well, it's okay because my sister's birthday was last week, and she's the princess because she's the youngest one in the family, and she gets the whole birthday month. So mine gets glossed over not only because of Christmas because it's on the 23rd, so like it's so close to Christmas, but because of the princess gets the whole entire month. It's all hers.
Yeah.
Christmas doesn't even exist. It's just her birthday and nothing else. So, yeah, I don't exist, basically. It's very cool.
Ooh.
No one heard that.
Heard what? What? I just heard the wind. And then I heard boom, boom, boom. Cowabunga.
Okay.
It'd be funny if Goob said he had to go check on that.
One last thing.
I'm laughing.
Let's I want one more question. What's everyone's favorite Christmas song? Because Goobs was kind of singing it. I may have gotten some of it at the very beginning of what he was singing. So Goobs, what's your favorite Christmas? No. Goobs can go last because I think he's gonna start singing it. I have a feeling. Berg, what do you got for a favorite Christmas song?
God, favorite Christmas song. I'm trying to think of just one because, you know what, I've always liked Carol of the Bells. It's always a good one.
Carol of the Bells, which one is that?
That one.
Carol of the Bells.
Ding, Freserton. Ding, Freserton.
Yeah. it's a good one.
It sounds like boss music.
It does sound like boss music. And so, okay, so in high school, I was
playing Goldberg or Santa Sleigh.
In high school, I was in concert choir, and our Christmas concert every year was like the choir would walk in like in the auditorium of our high school. All the lights were down, and we'd walk in like holding electric candles. And so instead of being sitting out on stage, we'd like kind of be out in the audience, like in the aisles, holding these candles. And it was just in the dark, so it's kind of like a candlelight procession. And that's how we went up on stage, was singing Carol of the Bells. And it was really cool because if you like see a videotape of it, like it just looks like these candles, like kind of like going up on the stage, and then the lights come up. So it was very
electric
much like,
candles would be a good name for a band.
Yeah, yes, it would. And that's what it was. And then the boss music started. And then it was really weird because then we had to fight someone on stage to continue with the concert. It was weird. But
they're the grade twos. You had to go fight them.
Yes. So, yes, yeah, so like Carol of the Bells. Good song.
What about Riku? Riku, what do you got for a favorite Christmas song?
Okay, does it count if I've heard it on Christmas time radio before?
I suppose.
Are you going to say the theme to Die Hard?
No. I'm going to say My December by Linkin Park.
Okay, I mean, I like that song. It's all right. It's all right.
It's more of a seasonal song than an actual Christmas song, but I like it.
This is my December. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the lyrics, but you don't quite have voice.
I haven't heard that song in like 10, 15 years, so I don't remember.
Yeah, same here.
I forgot that was a song, to be honest.
Yeah, it's on Reanimation.
Oh, yeah.
The remix album.
Yes. I walked 3.5 hours to get that album.
What kind of fucking, like, 57-year-old man are you? Like, I walked both ways in the snow to get that album.
The family was on vacation. The album came out. I walked all the way to the mall. I live in the country.
Uphill. So
fucking walk.
Uphill in the snow while mooses were chasing me.
No, it wasn't snow. It's not always snowing up in Canada, you asshole.
Are you sure? You live in an igloo.
I took a food court and got me a gravy bread.
With some sea cucumber salad.
The noble sea cucumber.
Okay, I accept that. I think that's fine. That's a good one. Chris, what do you got for a Christmas song? Your Christmas song.
I was also going to say Carol of the Bells, but to avoid being redundant, I'm going to say the Hallelujah Chorus. I think that's a really good song, and I, like I said earlier, I'm not religious at all, but that is just, it sounds really good and really gives the spirit of the festivities, everything going on. It sounds like Christmas.
Sounds like Christmas. I like it. I like it.
When you hear like a really good like choir and orchestra sing that, like you feel, whether you believe in any higher power or not, you feel something. Like when you hear just like an epic rendition of it, like you will feel it in your jellies.
It's really good when you have that high performing level, like you said. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Now, I think I'm gonna go with, I don't know what it's called, but the hippopotamus song.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes, fucking love that song.
That's Zim's favorite song.
I'm a child. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Holy hippopotamus.
it's just so fun and bubbly. Like, I don't give a fuck. And that's it. Come on. When you're asking your kid, like, when they're really small, like, what do you want for Christmas? Like, it's always something fucking ridiculous that can't be done like that. So, like, it makes me think of asking my kids, like, what do you want for Christmas? And they're like, a boat. And you're like, what the fuck are you gonna do with a boat? And then you end up buying a toy boat or something, you know? So, I think it just reminds me of how cute kids can be and, like, goofy. I don't know. It's something about it. I love it. Hippopotamus. That's my jam. Fucking rocking out to Hippopotamus. What do you got, Goobs?
Well, it's time for us to get kicked off of some sort of thing.
Yeah?
Because this is the best song of all fucking time.
If you don't sing it, you have no balls.
What a lot for Christmas. There's one thing Goob's treat that truly needs. I just want a fucking Toby underneath my Christmas tree.
Ooh, hey, baby.
All I want for Christmas is you is the fucking best song that's ever been sang by anyone's voice ever.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello. Introduce Hi. You have to introduce yourself. We're recording.
Just cut off my fucking segment.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
We gotta start over completely. You're like, you go, like, we gotta
start
like,
from the beginning.
Over completely.
Yeah,
God damn it.
We have a lot of questions.
Ever.
We have a lot of questions to ask you so you can get caught up, but you have to introduce yourself first.
Oh, okay. My friends online just call me Misfit, short for my gamer tag, so y'all can call me that. Hello.
But what's your real name? Lady.
I don't like giving that. My name out.
Charlene. Charlene.
So, yeah, we could say that.
Charlene. All right, Charlene. Okay, so Goobs was just
telling. Isn't that a Dolly Parton song?
That's
Jolene. Yeah.
Okay.
Her name is Charlene Jolene Kerosene.
I like it. I dig it.
Of the Texas Kerosene.
Okay, so Goobs was telling us what his favorite Christmas song is. Will you tell us what your favorite Christmas song is? You're on the spot.
The cornier the better. The cornier the better. I love Jingle Bells. All that little like Christmas movie background music. That's my jam.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. I got a question that was very serious earlier. What's the worst present you've ever gotten for Christmas?
Ooh, okay. I don't know. Let me think. Probably, honestly, just clothes. I don't like getting clothes as gifts from my family.
What are you, a teenager? We were all talking about, like, happy that we were getting towels and socks and stuff like that.
No, it's because when I get that as gifts, they give me clothes that they want me to wear, not clothes that I like. But I still wear it because they're my family and I love them and they take cheesy pictures of me in the cheesy clothes. I think it's more for them than it is for me.
Of course. Oh, man. What else, Goobs? What else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. I wasn't done talking about the best song in the world.
Keep telling us about the best song. Like, I want to hear you sing the entire thing.
Yeah, we'll have to save that. Maybe we'll do that on the Patreon.
Maybe.
I'll make up a version for it. I could definitely do that. I have some things in mind.
You need to pre-record it and need to lip sync to Mariah Carey singing it and just be your voice.
Yeah, I can wear a sexy little Mrs. Claus outfit.
Oh. What's that app that you can take their face and you can put it over the person and you just Goobs' face and you put it over Mariah Carey while he sings?
A face swap.
Yeah.
That would take a lot of work. And I don't think that
there's an app that just does that.
Maybe.
I've seen people do it. Yeah, but I would do that totally because that's the best Christmas song of all time. I don't care. Anyone else who hates it can perish in fire because that's the best song. When her angelic voice hits.
Where is this hostility coming from?
Because people always attack
nobody
the song.
I know. Nobody I know has ever said that's a bad song.
They play it at work to get us out of our lunchroom. Because like people complain about it. Because like, people take long lunches, so like, okay, we're gonna blast Mariah Carey to get him a lunchroom.
I just
start dancing.
I was about to say, I see Goob standing up on the table, just like fucking headbanging, like with devil horns, and just like.
No, I start dancing seductively towards the closest supervisor, and like singing the song right to them, because it's the best song in history.
What you're saying is most Canadians don't like that song.
They don't think we do, but. We do, deep down inside in our cockles.
Well, but here's the thing. It's why you never set a song you like as an alarm clock, because you will come to hate that song because it's become connected to something negative, like going back to work.
Can confirm. Yep.
That's why my alarm goes... Bah, bah, bah.
Basically, yeah. That's why you should never set a song you like as your ring... Even as your ringtone, I'm... But especially an alarm.
Hey, speaking of like waking up, I've got one last question for the folks that got kids or have had to deal with kids getting up on Christmas morning. How do you let your kids get up? Do you go wake them up? Or when Santa has came, or do you like just let them go
Santa
at it?
Always comes.
Santa always comes. That's why you saw him kissing your mom.
That's why you are here.
Wait a minute. I was born 9 months after Christmas. Weird.
No, that doesn't make sense. You're born 2 days before Christmas, yeah.
No,
asshole.
I was just saying fuck you, Goobs. What do you do for your children, everyone? I like to just let the kids go in there, wake up, and then shit is there, and they're like, Santa came! And you're like, go back to sleep, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, kind of thing. That's what I like.
That's pretty much what we do for the kiddos over here. We'll just let them, you know, whenever they wake up, they'll come get us and be like, Santa came, and then we'll head out there, let the kids open their Santa gifts, and if it's still really early in the morning, then, like, we'll all just go back to sleep and the kids will play with their Santa toys, and then once everybody gets up for breakfast, we'll open all the gifts under the tree.
See, I respect that because my dad, when I was younger, as soon as one of the kids got up, we all had to get up.
Toby cocks a gun.
No, like
it ain't 7:30 yet.
No, as soon as one of my millions of brothers and sisters got up, and like we all had to get up. It didn't matter if it was like 2 or 3 in the morning, I remember there was one year I kept falling asleep, and my dad kept handing me presents to open them, and I was just like nodding off, and he's like, "Open the present." Okay, yeah. Whatever. Who's next? Someone else that has children's in the.
I'll go.
Okay.
We pretty much whenever the child wakes up, then it's fucking Christmas time. It could be 6 in the morning. It could be 7, 8, 9, 10. Doesn't matter. Well, it'll probably be later this year, but I'm normally up beforehand because I get more excited for Christmas to see what he like, just to see what the fuck he's gonna think of what we got him this year. We got one child, so. I'm probably normally up at 4:30, just like pacing the hallway. I hope he likes it. I hope he likes it. Then I'm like, okay, I'm making noises now. Like, get the fuck up now. It's been 7 o'clock. Nope, he's still sleeping. 8 o'clock, make more noises. But yeah, I'm normally up before anyone else. Try to sleep again.
You're fucking in the hallway giggling like, ooh, with excitement. And then Zim's like, go back to sleep, Dad. Go away. I'll open the presents when I get up.
Santa's not here yet, Dad.
I didn't hear no fucking reindeer on the roof, Dad. And you're like, ooh.
There's no genie on the roof, bud.
You don't know that. Were you up there?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not going.
Why'd the chimney turn blue, Dad?
Let me go up there and rub it.
Okay, Chris, you said you had some kiddos.
Yeah, just for us, like, the stockings are free game. So it's ever in the stockings. They can go and, you know, go through the stockings right off the bat, even if we're not awake. So if they wake up early, it's like, hey, whatever Santa left in the stockings, you guys can go after. But if it's ever under the tree, you can't go after until everybody's up. So usually we wake up around 8 or 9, cook some pancakes, get the coffee going, and then after everyone's eaten breakfast, then we open up the presents.
I picture the kids in your house just drinking black coffee and like, all right, I'm ready for I'm ready for some presents, Dad.
well, the oldest one doesn't drink coffee, but the youngest one, the smashed slayer Shinigami Bot, does drink coffee.
Jeez,
I was just gonna say, if you've ever played Bot and Smash, I do not doubt for a second that kid takes it black as night
and smokes a cigar and reads the fucking newspaper
and
in the morning.
Stirs the coffee with the cigar.
Hey, Dad, have you seen these stock market prices?
Now I gotta go kick some boomer ass and smash.
That's pretty much how it worked.
Hey, Pa, can I have my presents now? Oh, man.
He's probably going to be cooking a pancake this year, too.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Now I want pancakes.
It'll be made with that cigar smoke.
That's how you know it's good. Like, remember all the old, like, Waffle Houses when they would smoke, like, while they're at the fucking grill and ash?
Yeah, they'd just be sitting there, and there's, like, everyone behind the counter just having cigarettes and smoke, and it added to the flavor. It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Cyberpunk.
Unless you own a PlayStation.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyone got anything else to add? We've been kind of going a little long here. Over an hour now, guys. And gal.
I talk about my devotion to Christmas, but it would just get banned by good old games.
No, GOG would just never. GOG would say they were putting you out for Christmas, and then they would immediately turn it around and say no. And now Sony Interactive delists Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store and launches refunds website.
Wow.
It's really weird as you said that, Zodiac. I got a push notification from someone I follow on Twitter that says Sony should replace Cyberpunk on the PlayStation Store with the devotion. I'm not even kidding. But as you said that, I was like, wait, what is going on? It was one of those little weird instances. I'm like, how is all this happening at the same time?
I call those synchronicities, but, you know, that's for another time.
11-11.
I'm just, I have a divine sense of serendipity. It's all good.
Isn't serendipity supposed to be positive, though?
Yeah, serendipity is a good thing.
I don't know. I've never met her.
Well, on that note, we should probably wrap this up. Everyone, do you have anything you want to plug or promote?
Plug all the holes.
Plug all the holes that you got. Anyone that wants to start, go ahead.
I'll start. It's me, Dickles the Clown, a.k.a. Berg. You can find me with our buddy, with our good pal Zinger on Zing This Podcast. You can find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and we talk about all sorts of nerdy pop culture stuff and all this stuff. And if you want to follow me, I am on the social media networks as at Eric Berg. And you can also find me on Instagram. I have a channel there called Backlog Berg where I say I'm going to post pictures of me, like the games I'm playing in my massive backlog, but really this past year it's just become an Animal Crossing page. Yep.
We can also find you as Zuzu on
the
Creed's Guild podcast. Go check that out. They do a nice little fun Christmas read.
Oh, yes.
And Toby's on there as well.
I fucked up every line, so go check that out.
Up a lot of lines, so go check it out.
You were the star of the show, so you kind of had to fuck up some lines. I had fucking three lines.
I had probably 200 lines.
I had three and fucked them all three up and felt like such a jackass.
Go check them out, though.
Yes. Creep skill. Chris, you wanna tell us some stuff?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a co-host on a podcast. It's called the Retro Hangover Podcast. Just go ahead and type that into any of the podcatchers of your choice, and you'll be sure to find us. We also have a Facebook page, but we're mostly on Instagram, and we also have a Twitter page. But yeah, mostly on Instagram. You can find us there. Send us a message. But the best place you could contact us as Retro Hangover is probably me on my Instagram page, which is at Zodiac, which is X-O-D-Y-A-K. And yeah, I'm most active on Instagram as well. And also every Twitch on Twitch, not every Twitch, there's only one Twitch, but every Sunday on Twitch, you can find our Sunday streams at 9 p.m. on Sunday, Eastern time, Eastern. So that's where you can find us.
Hell yeah. Anyone else? Riku, you got anything that you're trying to push and promote and spread to the masses?
I don't do that creative stuff. I just play video games. you can find me playing Hades because Goob's is ahead of me and I need to get caught up.
Damn right I am.
Well, for me, you can find me on OnlyFans.com/TobyVonDoom, which is a real thing. No, Instagram and Twitter at TobyVonDoom. Goob's, what about you?
Same thing. I'm on both of those, but Goobs at GoobsWN.
Yeah, and you know, this is.
If you want to join in on these discussions, which you heard tonight, join our motherfucking Discord. Why are you waiting? Come have some fun. Come be random with us. Come play games with us. Post some fucking memes that make people feel uncomfortable. Do a lot of things. Come have a lot of fun. Join the family.
Come take pictures of the sky and put it in Sky Chat.
I love that. I love Sky Chat.
Wear one of our shirts and send us pictures of you wearing it.
Maybe.
Yeah, without pants. But you can, if you want to get one of our wonderful t-shirts, I'm just going to throw this plug in here right now.
Sure.
Go to tpublic.com/user/secret-levels. Get one of our beautiful t-shirts and put them on one of your beautiful chests. I think I said that line like fucking 200 times by now.
At least 100, because we have 100 episodes or more.
I was saying on the other show too, Toby.
Oh. That makes sense.
And remember, Secret Levels does not... And remember, Secret Levels does not encourage you to do any stupid shit. If you think it might hurt, it probably will.
Game over, folks.
Cowabunga!